Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today is the day. Today is the day of the second annual InfoWars Money Bomb, and the website is InfoWars.com/Money Bomb or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Both of those URLs will get you there. And I'll give you an update on the amount of money raised in the last few hours coming up after this quick break. But I want to introduce what's on the show. Obviously, this is a very important broadcast today, not really because of the money bomb. That pales in significance to the way the media is reporting on this deranged, no doubt out of his mind, 88-year-old, highly decorated World War II and Korean War veteran who went to the D.C. Holocaust Museum Memorial and shot up the building with a .22 rifle and killed a guard before being critically wounded by another one of the guards. I mean, you would think that an entire city was just wiped off the map. There's a lot more coverage of this one guard dying than there is of the 1,300,000 Iraqis that have died, according to the British Medical Society Lancet. And that number's about a year old. It was 600,000 2 years in, and 800,000 a few more years later. And then it's over 1.3 million. And I think every one of those Iraqis is just as valuable as the poor guard. By the way, these were not cowardly guards. Usually, even when it's police, when somebody comes in now, starts shooting up a school or a building, the guards run. These guards did not run. And that's why this deranged individual was not able to kill more people. So thank God for that. But what a present, what a gift to the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, openly trying to restrict free speech in the United States. What an enemy of free speech in America this individual was that went and did this. What a fool. I mean, if he supposedly hated Jews and Israel so much, that deluded, moronic, delusional, probably, some form of Alzheimer's, obviously unstable, obviously crazy, back in 1981 when he ran in with fake dynamite and tried to take over a Federal Reserve building. I mean, he had the strategery of a mindless jellyfish or something? I know strategery isn't a word, folks. It's a joke. That's the point. That's the joke. So, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just incredible. Obviously, Glenn Beck has finally engaged in the last straw for everybody. Now it's obvious to everyone. Everyone's apologizing. Hundreds of emails apologizing to me right now. It was just 3 months ago that I said, this guy's a government operative, CIA probably. Everything he's doing is to set up patriots. They're going to stage attacks with either mind control or mental institution individuals on Jews, and they're going to blame it on 9/11 truthers. And they're going to claim 9/11 truths with Al-Qaeda. Well, exactly what I told you is now happening, and more is going to happen. And I'm going to break it all down when we get back and then get into a bunch of news on the economy. The U.S. government seeks to rein in executive pay across the United States. World Health Organization declares first 21st century flu pandemic. We told you they secretly did that a month and a half ago, but I don't know. You always hear it first. We hit the barbed wire.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
According to USA Today, is a highly decorated World War II veteran and Korean War veteran. And so according to Glenn Beck's logic, this is a man who is praised by all veterans and World War II veterans. All Korean War veterans, all World War II veterans, according to Glenn Beck, love and praise and honor and support James Von Brune going in and shooting and killing a security guard at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. Now, that, of course, is completely, absolutely ridiculous, but that is the level of propaganda Glenn Beck engages in. For those that don't know, Glenn Beck has come out and said that Von Brune was a hero of 9/11 truth groups. And he said, it's an initial report. Now, we can't prove it. We don't know if it's true. But there's an initial report that he was admired, supported, loved, praised by 9/11 truth. And then gives no source. Well, the source is the Southern Poverty Law Center, as usual. And they went out under many handles that he supposedly used. And if it's them staging it, and they've been caught staging activities with McVeigh and the Elohim City white supremacist compound, FBI declassified documents, Associated Press has reported on it, as well as both newspapers in Salt Lake City. That's where the federal court case was held and the documents ordered released. They commanded the organization, just like the FBI has been caught commanding the organization, cooking the bomb, training the driver with the 93 World Trade Center attack, just like they've been caught hundreds of times running, creating, commanding violent white supremacist, violent Ku Klux Klan in Dallas, Texas Monthly on that, black Christian identity, blacks who believe they're the God race, and they always call them Muslims for the news. They can't find black Muslims to go out and do anything violent, so they always find radical street kids in Miami, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio. It's just over and over again. It's the same MO, and it's now admitted the feds create the groups. You know, mainstream media admits it's totally staged. The last one 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of headlines, literally, I'm guessing hundreds. I saw probably 30, 40 headlines in the Washington Post and everywhere going, oh, yeah, it was staged. The FBI caught staging it. Because, I mean, they're caught red-handed. They can't. In the Texas Monthly case in 1998, one of the first big ones where it was totally confirmed, the FBI went out for years and couldn't find a Klan group to stage attacks. So they created one, and the FBI informant of 20-plus years, who'd created other groups and set them up decades before, he went out and found white trash. And these people were described in the article as totally drunk, on welfare, wouldn't even get out of bed many days, no teeth, dentures at 45. I'm not attacking you, have dentures at 45. The point is, no teeth, literally toothless, alcoholics, and it took the guy 2 years and him giving him hundreds of thousands of dollars that they would drink on liquor and gambling to just say, he'd say, okay, here's 50,000 more. Just say you're going to take over the Capitol, the White House with me and kill everybody. And then go, give me the money, because, you know, these are the transcripts from the tapes. Give me the money. Yes, I'll say it. And the headline was, army of white supremacists planning to destroy U.S., tens of thousands sleeper cells. Turned out it was two husbands and two of their wives. Totally staged. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. Now, do I think Von Braun was one of these? Yes, I believe it was staged. And in a few weeks to a few months, it will come out. He may end up dying in the hospital. I'm sure they don't want a trial. They may throw him in one of these new terror camps they've built in the U.S. They've gotten Wyoming and Montana, they admit, the new camp x-rays in the U.S., that U.S. citizens are in, and you'll never hear from them again. But the point is, down the road in lawsuits, down the road in investigations, it always comes out that he's going to have federal handlers who at least jabbed him into doing this. I mean, this was real effective, what he did in 81. Real effective. How he goes into a Federal Reserve office, gets past the guard, threatens him with a revolver, says he has dynamite, and the guard takes the weapon and nothing happens. He gets 5 years in prison. Von Braun. Probably staged. If not, he's a complete mental patient. I mean, there's no doubting that. And as the Federal Reserve clearly takes over society, as the country implodes, you're going to have people having their kids taken by CPS, people having their farms and ranches taken by the government, people having their homes taken. There's going to be more cops getting killed. There's going to be shootouts everywhere, folks. We've been telling you a long time it's coming. The feds have been planning for it. And they plan to get the police and military all hyped up and use them against the people, and then more of the people are going to fight back, and then more police and military are going to die, and it's going to escalate. And then the collapse of society is going to be blamed on the American people not going quietly into the dark. And then the yuppies will accept the police state and get behind it and put on uniforms and enjoy the oppression. And then it's going to become an even hotter war. And the globalists don't care. They'll sit offshore like they did when they were killing a million plus people in Iraq. They'll sit offshore over a 4, 5, 10-year civil war. and then come in once everybody's sick of the police state and just domesticate everybody and set up the control grid and the forced inoculations and all the rest of it. Now, that's one possible future they're going down. They've got a lot of different programs going all in the same direction and combinations of those programs. But they're going to focus in on the white supremacist, on the nuts, on the loons, and not on the people fighting back when their farms and ranches are being taken and they're gunned down. And they're going to associate anybody that doesn't hand everything over to the offshore banks as a white supremacist. And as I talk about this, just hundreds of cases flood my memory of how they do this, how they operate, what the establishment is going to be doing. Listen to me very carefully. I remember analyzing for hour after hour, week after week, month after month, year after year, the Oklahoma City bombing. My first film, less than 2 years after the bombing, America Destroyed by Design, covers Oklahoma City. I interviewed the grand jurors. I interviewed the grand jury foreman. I interviewed the police. I interviewed the medical workers. I interviewed state police. I interviewed investigators. Over the years, you've heard them, hundreds. FBI agents went on record and said there was an Arab with him, and the name even came out on local news, Al-Husseini Hussein. It turned out the state police were following them, aware of what they were doing, even arrested some and were told to stand down, national security. These men work for the U.S. government. McVeigh, in federal affidavits and federal documents and declassified documents, it is admitted that McVeigh said he was carrying out a secret operation with the Special Forces Command out of Fort Benning, Georgia. He was assigned to Black Ops at some level above Delta. And he was videotaped, of course, and photographed at bases years after he was supposedly out of the military. He was assigned, after being heavily decorated in Desert Storm, to units inside the United States that he believed, at first, that he was with former Iraqi Republican Guard, trained by the U.S., funded by the U.S. during the Iran-Iraq War, when Saddam was the United States and Anglo-American establishment's man against the Iranians. 3,400 were brought here by George Bush Sr. at the end of the Gulf War. 2,000 more were brought in by Bill Clinton. They are strategic terror teams in every major U.S. city. At least 5,000 Iraqi special forces. They engage in narcotics trafficking. They engage in CIA black ops. And they are ready. They are willing. And they are able. They are blackmailed. Their families are under globalist control in witness protection program type reservations. They are compensated lavishly with over $1 million a year apiece. And they are standing by to attack every U.S. city. At that point, the media will bring out the news story. I've been telling you this for at least 10 years. I've understood their attack profile. I'm on record. They are standing by to attack every U.S. city. At that point, whether they attack a few cities or every city, they have different battle plans. They will even have a few patsies they've got set up from within the ranks. And these guys know it. They don't have a choice. To then be trotted out with militia members and white supremacists. And that will be the headline that America's being hit by white Al-Qaeda. Now, I told you at least 5 years ago specifically that when they start announcing white Al-Qaeda, and they're going to say mainly veterans, a lot of these will be veterans who are part of these programs. When they start announcing that, when they start saying veterans are working with Al-Qaeda, white supremacists and militia, that was when they were getting ready for this. Now you've seen them follow that exact script. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting information here you're not going to get anywhere else. I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This is the attack profile. This is one of their major attack profiles. By exposing them, we may be able to back them off. I'll continue to break it down. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Honest Resources. June 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 945.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 972.37, 486.18 for a half ounce, and 243.09 for a quarter ounce. That's 972.37, 486.18, and 243.09.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
There are 5,000 Iraqi Republican Guards, CIA trained in the 1980s at U.S. military bases. The Washington Post reported in 1999 about giant Islamic terror training centers in the U.S. at U.S. military bases where they train jihadists to go overthrow governments in the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa. Where they train the Muslims to attack the Serbs. Radical Islam is the mind control slaves the New World Order needs. They are people that will do what they're told and carry out what they're told. Now that's one separate group at bases. These Iraqis aren't radical Muslims. These are intelligence operatives who lived under Saddam and know you follow orders or you die. And they fully understand, like drawing straws, okay, there's 5,000 of us. We stage the terror attacks if we're ordered to. We do what we're told, and they will burn a small number of us. That's why they're perfect operatives from working under Saddam. That's why the CIA hired Saddam when he was 18 years of age, training for 4 years in Cairo as an assassin in Black Ops. That's Washington Post, LA Times, Associated Press. That's a fact. That's why they sent him in to assassinate Iraqi leaders. Then the government made a deal to make him head of security, the real head of the government, with the CIA that was 69. And he was made, got to pull the history up. He was made head of security later, and then he had the coup in 79. But this is how they roll. And so these are hardcore killers, and they're in every city, and they are ready to stage the attacks. And Road to Tyranny covers this. Road to Tyranny, made in early 2002. I put an emergency release out called Road to Tyranny 2 weeks after 9/11. But then I made the official film in the next few months and put it out. And, you know, your average person in the CIA, your average person in the FBI, your average person in the military, your average person in the government, you need to listen to me carefully. What I've told you is the truth, and it's all verifiable. And this is going to destroy your family's future and my family's future, and there's no reason we need to let offshore banks, through intelligence agencies, engage in these type of very wicked tricks. This is how the republic falls. And it doesn't fall into just some boss hog corruption. It falls into high-tech slavery. Now, you can rationalize and make excuses and lie to yourselves, but deep down, you know I'm telling you the truth. Most of you have seen the evidence. Or you could decide to do whatever you can quietly, at least, to not go along with this. Now, not only did I lay this out 10 years ago, and then in specific details since 2002, I guess that's 6-7 years ago, over and over again on radio show after radio show after radio show. I am on record. In fact, I hope listeners will go dredge it up and edit it together with this. And all the clips then of the media, as I said, in the last 2 years, on Fox, on CNN, on MSNBC, on CNBC, on Geraldo, and on Glenn Beck, and on O'Reilly, and Sean Hannity, everywhere saying, when there had never been one incident, they all looked at the camera, word for word, off a script, and they admit the White House gives them these scripts, word for word, with current and former CIA operatives on the shows, every time. They do this when they're on the show with the CIA. This happened yesterday with Beck. And they say, mark my words, 9/11 Truth is working with Al-Qaeda. They're going to kill the American people. They're working with white supremacists. We need to use the army against them. They need to be tased. They need to be taken to a secret camp. It's all in my film, Truth Rising. We show how they're coming after us, how they're setting us up, how the police come up and say, even on the streets of New York, they have the script. We're going to say you're terrorist. We know you're not terrorist. But if you don't stop protesting here on the street corner, we're going to say your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb. And they grabbed the camera and said, this is a gun. On video, in uniform, the standard thing they're taught is that we are Al-Qaeda and that they are going to frame us. You understand? It's not just that I foresaw their operation. We now have seen it manifest openly. And let me be honest with you, folks. My discernment as I gain more and more knowledge is accelerating exponentially. And it's I just can't believe what we're going into. And I now see where this road leads me, but I'm committed more than ever. And I just want you to know I've done everything I've done because I love humanity and I love decency and I love honor and I love innocence. When we get back, I'll continue to break down and go over Beck. And he's just one example. It's on every channel. As he sits there surrounded by CIA operatives on TV, and I looked into the eyes of one CIA operative, and he doesn't like what he's doing. He's like Judas Iscariot. You know, it's not too late for you to turn around, but for Beck, it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Thank you for joining us today. All right, I'm going to break this down as quickly and succinctly as I can now and then get into all the other news. Glenn Beck's outrageous lie. Racist Von Braun is hero of 9/11 truthers. That's a quote. Unbelievable. That's like saying that all World War II vets and Korean War vets are fans of Von Braun. Because we're not even confirmed this, because he went online and signed a petition to investigate 9/11, which 84% of Americans in a New York Times poll said they believe needs to be investigated and that they're being lied to by the government. So 82% of Americans believe Von Braun is a hero. That's a complete lie. I guarantee you Von Braun watched Fox TV because he wrote on message boards about it. Oh, I guess Von Braun is a... I guess Glenn Beck's a supporter of Von Braun. This is the type of just unbelievable propaganda he engaged in. But we're going to play this clip and break it down. Then I told you before we were even at a level 5 that we were really at a level 6 because I got from the state of Texas Health Department documents that we posted with the names of doctors and phone numbers, and they were saying we were really at a level 6. And the media and everybody said, Alex is lying, they're not really at level 6. Well, I told you they were, and now they admit they were and are. Associated Press, WHO, swine flu pandemic has begun, first in 41 years, level 6. There you go. Right again. And again, I'm not here going, I'm right. The point is, we know what's going on, folks. We've got our ear to the ground. We've got millions of people out there listening. We got contacts. We ferret through it. You know, we get a government document, we call the phone number on it. We call information. We check the phone number online, make sure it's a government building we're calling. I mean, and then it's confirmed. It's like the VFW is being told to categorize all their firearms and even 150-year-old cannons so the BATF can come confiscate them if they want. We report that, and people don't believe it. Now it's admitted mainstream news today. And we don't make any of this stuff up. So that's coming up. Government to seek to rein in executive pay. We're not going to have it where all the money goes offshore, and even the minions of the bankers don't get that much money. World Health Organization declares first 21st century flu pandemic, and I already mentioned that. Got a bunch of other news I'm going to be going to, and we do have Lou Rockwell on today. He was on when Burmese filled in a few weeks ago, and I want to talk to him about the what's happening with H.R. 1207, what's happening with the 212 sponsors now today, by the way. Cindy Sheehan's going to be in studio. That's always interesting and informative. We'll get her take on Barack H. Obama, the betrayer, and the two-party system she calls the twins. A twin's a twin, but you can still dress them up in different outfits. Oh, look, this trend, you know, this little twin's in a fake right-wing lederhosen. And this little twin's in a fake liberal tutu. Still twins. Still the same DNA, same creature, basically. A few slight differences. So that's coming up. Let me just try to succinctly right now, because I go off into all the evidence and history and kind of go into the whole paradigm of information and how governments operate with problem, reaction, solution. Let me just boil this down simply and succinctly. Governments throughout history stage terror attacks as a pretext to take their indigenous populations' liberties and freedoms and to tax them and control them. They'll say, oh, we're only taking everybody's rights to fight this evil group. And it's normally a minority because instinctively the Germans or the Russians or the American people, the Native Americans, they will buy into it because instinctively we're tribal and we're designed that when the war chief says we're going to oppress that neighbor or take that neighbor's land, besides they attacked us, so we have an excuse to do it, people will then get in line and get behind it and dehumanize the enemy. And the argument by the sociologist and the planners at the global level is, hey, nature's hard, and so what? If we don't dominate and enslave our neighbors, they'll dominate and enslave us. And hence, all the problems in the world are caused. But my ancestors were usurpers. And your ancestors were usurpers. I don't care if you're black, white, Native American. You don't think Native Americans weren't always usurping each other and the neighboring tribe? This is the nature of man. And the founders truly took us in a new direction in 1775 when they said we must tie up the tidal forces of avarice and greed and tribal aggression of humans and put it into a republic and divide the powers against each other to create a safe zone for individual liberty to grow, because the individual is always oppressed by the dominant wars of the elites and their seeking for greater power. So we tie the powers and set the powers balanced against each other and have a rule of law for the average person so that ideas and art and literature can rise and have a true final flowering of the last Renaissance. And that is the system, and it is not perfect, in that man is not perfect, but it advances towards a perfect design, a perfect model. It is truly divinely inspired. It was providence. I have read the great philosophers, the great literature, and I will tell you that the great Greek philosophers held not a candle to many of the philosophers of the founding of this nation. These were mighty men of true intellectual strength. The way they would turn down power and even kingship. Few can do that, because when you're offered the kingship, you think, well, I'm good. You know, I'll do this for everybody's betterment. I'll have a strong hand to make sure that everybody's taken care of. But it always leads, even if you have a good king, to his rotten son or his son's rotten son or his son's rotten daughter getting into control. And the court sycophants that develop around that, basic human psychology. We must embrace the founding fathers, but not just the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That is tainted because of the arguments of lesser men and politics to come to an agreement. But the writings of the founders, the discussions, the debates. Thomas Jefferson. John Adams. Sam Adams. Patrick Henry. Paine. George Washington. All of them, you get a different view, a different idea, but of the same spirit, like the same light shining through a slightly different colored stained glass window. Works of art and honor and strength and will. I said I'd make it simple, but freedom is not simple. Ideas are not simple. True ideas, true deep ideas are indescribable in an hour or a month or a year. It must be learned. It must be felt. It must be lived. It must be experienced. That's why to have true knowledge, you need to be older. That's why even if you're very intelligent and cunning, you have to develop the experiences in life to truly become knowledgeable. And as one begins to gain knowledge, one begins to see how little they truly know as the world, like a trillion kaleidoscopes in all its beauty and horror and majesty, spins and wheels around us in infinite possibilities. Now I will simplify it. Foreign offshore banks wish to conquer the United States and fully conquer Europe and the rest of the planet. They financially control almost every nation on the world, but a handful of, quote, rogue nations that do not have private globalist central banks over them. They are bankrupting us by design. They have staged repeated terror attacks in the last 30 years and provocateur other attacks to create a paramilitary slash intelligence oppression system in the United States, nexused in to world law, guilty until proven innocent, in a surveillance worldwide cashless society grid, a technological enslavement panopticon. They have elicited Iraqi intelligence agents who are CIA operatives to stage terror attacks and blame it on foreign Middle Eastern nations and claim a nexus between militias and then white supremacists, thus demonizing militias. The entire Homeland Security apparatus has been built since the early 1990s when Bill Clinton called it Homeland Security and when it was set up at NORTHCOM. That's on record. It was not set up in 2002, 2003. They have built it and designed it and trained the police and military, and you're all listening. You know this is true. Those of you in this, that veterans and gun owners and conservatives and libertarians and anti-Federal Reserve people, as the MIAC reports all over the country, not just in Missouri. I told you that was a state copy of a federal report. And a month later, the Federal Master Report came out. I'd already seen many versions of that, and we'd publish them in the past, and it wouldn't get attention. We got big enough because of you taking action to break through the Matrix wall and punch it into the mainstream. But just because we blew through the enemy's armor in the info war didn't mean the shell exploded properly on the inside. It only damaged the enemy. We're trying to warn the people this whole apparatus has been set up for you. The business owner, the landowner, the good person, the person that raises their children lovingly, the homeschooler, you are the target, and you are in the documents. Now notice those documents talk about people that don't like the Federal Reserve and how the Army was spying on Ron Paul in Houston last year and on me last year. It's in Obama deception in Dallas. The Army saying don't identify yourself as Army personnel. The terrorist may try to kill you. They won't give me my FBI file, ladies and gentlemen. They declare national security. The only reason I'm still alive is because I don't go out a lot and do a lot, and because I'm a somewhat moral person. According to New World Order standards, extremely moral, monk-like. In that I am dedicated. I am clean. Believe me, they've tried. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to stage terror attacks in this country and mass shootings. In fact, I predicted months ago that it was going to be mass shootings tied to anti-Federal Reserve groups. Notice this happened right when the Federal Reserve has 212 sponsors against it. And CBS News, in fact, I forgot to print this. Print me CBS News. We link to it up on, there's a video clip too up on PrisonPlanet.com, Steve Watson did, CBS News, Fed says audit will destroy Federal Reserve, which is true. But they're saying you can't audit us, it will destroy us, and then society will collapse. Remember October 3rd? Give us unlimited political power, unlimited political funds, no oversight, no one can question the bailout, and we'll stop the depression that's coming next week. And what happened? Things got worse. And now they say give us more power or things will get even worse. And now they come out on TV and say, no one's allowed to audit us. We're above the law. And hundreds of billions of dollars are missing. Trillions of dollars are missing. The media is saying hundreds of billions. $360 billion now. It's really trillions. Total criminality. Trillions missing from the Pentagon. Total criminals. They're so criminal, the VA hospitals are literally crumbling. Sewage all over the floors. They make them on the C-130s over to Iraq defecate in buckets. The chairs are collapsing. Meanwhile, the officers are in pleasure planes with pleasure rooms and their own beds and offices with their secretaries in the news. See, the globalists think they're in control, but it's actually falling apart. It's all just rotting. It's unbelievable. Rome is collapsing, ladies and gentlemen. And the elites even know that, but they can't help it. They're all running off to offshore islands with their own private security firms. I mean, they are just stealing everything, even nailed down. And they know they've got to complete this robbery, complete this third world implosion of the United States and the Western world. From Iceland to France, from Germany to the United States, from Australia to New Zealand, from Argentina to the Turks and Caicos. It is the collapse of any free society. And the process, just like World War II was messy for the globalists financing all sides, this is going to be a messy process for them, but they engineered the implosion. It's now even out of their control, and they are going to ride the tiger, ride the wave, ride the lightning. And the poor, silly yuppies and people have no idea. Gun owners, landowners, anybody who protests when you find out they're going to take all your pension funds, everything you've got, they want you domesticated. They want you totally dependent on them. That anyone that resists, anyone that doesn't go to the camps because society's collapsing, anybody that doesn't go along with it, you're going to be considered a terrorist, and the police are going to be so scared because so many of them are going to be getting killed that they're just going to mow whole groups of people down. If the globe, they're planning a red-type purge here, a Soviet-slash-Maoist-type purge that David Rockefeller brags about in his memoirs and wrote about in the New York Times praising how he engineered it. They hate you and your family. They hate your SUVs and your pools. They hate that you're doing well. And they're going to use, on top of the police state grid, the phony environmental grid. As a big news story in Australia reports, climate cops now to be dispatched and arrest people for improper emissions on their cars, arrest people for fireplaces, arrest people for burning trash in their backyard, arrest people if a battery accidentally gets thrown away in the trash can, and then they're telling the neighbors to search through it. So's England, so's Canada. This is a hellish tyranny with all these nobody control freaks who were brought up believing in socialism. They're going to be in your house, in your life, running every facet. This is going to be bondage. When the ponytail people and the little sandals show up and you don't bend over, the SWAT team's 5 minutes behind them. This is going to be merciless, ladies and gentlemen. Merciless. Already in San Francisco surrounding areas, they're kicking people off their old family land and moving in. The local environmental cops, San Francisco Chronicle admits, move into their houses. This is hellish crime. This is a society of locust-like criminals descending and eating everything off your body down to your bones. We'll come back and cover Glenn Beck, tell you about the money bomb. It's a huge success. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world. Like it's your little toy.
All right, let's break it down.
You put a gun in my hand.
Criminals have hijacked the nation. And so what they're going to do is, the media is always going to give attention to all the white supremacists, crackpots, and nuts and loons. Anytime somebody criticizes the Federal Reserve, the federal documents, all of it, they try to tie it to that and that. And anytime you criticize it, that's what the media then ties it to. So we can't ever get rid of the private bank that rules our country because they're going to make it about Jews. The media is going to advertise it and make it about that issue, and so we just have to let the Federal Reserve do whatever it wants, because Lord knows we're not anti-Semitic. They just inject that in the middle of it, and every time some lunatic out of 300 million people goes out and shoots somebody, they hype it up like it's the end of the world. Now, remember, Glenn Beck has been saying for years that 9/11 truthers work with white supremacists and are, mark my words, going to get violent, and we got to use the army against them. Meanwhile, the actual reports say the army's working with white supremacists and al-Qaeda, and that returning veterans are the number one threat. And so this is how they're working. They've been saying for years now, about 2 years, white al-Qaeda is everywhere. Why, there's 6,000 to 7,000 white al-Qaeda in the U.S. that secretly work for al-Qaeda and their militia people. Why, just look at Adam Gadon, the spokesman for al-Qaeda, the grandson of the head of the ADL, former head of the ADL, who got arrested for going to mosque and beating Muslims up. He hated him so much. And then, when he was a teenager, suddenly he quit beating up Muslims. He suddenly became a Muslim. And then the Intel Center uploads his videos with his al-Qaeda watermark, and the same watermark is theirs, the same video layer. Oh, it was uploaded together. Oh, I better give up my free speech because Adam Gadon is with al-Qaeda, the Jewish al-Qaeda commander. You can go to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post headlines, Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups and had them stage terror attacks to end the peace process. Does that mean there aren't real people killing and attacking? No, no, there's a tribal war going on there for thousands of years, since the Philistines and David. But the issue here is that they're staging most of this, and I'm sick of it! And whether you're a German or Chinese or a Jew, you ought to be sick of it. Because I'll tell you, folks, the average Jew sure is sick of all this. And they're sick of being made the big issue in the media. And the average white person's tired of having it. You know, the average Anglo-Saxon's tired of being implied that every white person's a racist. I know black folks are sick of racist blacks running around saying racist stuff, and so are Hispanics of the Mecha La Raza, we're the God race crowd. We're sick of it! And the New World Order, using divide and conquer balkanization, is using this to play each other off against each other. So I'm going to go over Beck when we get back. I do want to just let all the listeners know I've done 59 minutes and haven't plugged the fact that we have the 2009 money bomb going right now. Huge success. About $50,000 came in the last week or so just because the donation buttons were up there. Another $45,000 has come in this morning. And I think we may reach our goal of $250,000 today. We'll see. Donate at InfoWars.com. God bless all of you donating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.